hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. And she's my favorite.
Are you crying?
Yes, Hannah Montana is my hero. I love her so, so much. And this is the only time she's going to be in town, and now I'll never get to see her. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
Here we go. Put your hands in the air, Southwest Florida. It is the weekend, and we are ready to go. I am Craig Scheman, along with Pete Shepard. Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We are rolling. We're very excited about this hour. We are about a minute away from talking to Tim Tebow, who just the name Tim Tebow needs no introduction. But we will have one. We have a lot we want to talk to him about.
Absolutely. He's got a big event coming up that we're going to be a part of at the end of the night with a Q&A with them from the audience that's coming up at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa on the 23rd of January.
Tim Tebow next. Time for SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples.
All right, former Dodgers Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda passed away last night at the age of 93. Got some football notes from the last hour. Jim Harbaugh signed a four-year extension at Michigan. He'll be the head coach through 2025. Good news, Ohio State. And the Dallas Cowboys shockingly fired defensive coordinator Mike Nolan. Tonight on 99.3 ESPN, we're going to have some ECHL hockey. The Everblades, they're on the road in Jacksonville, taking on the Icemen. We start coverage at 7:15, puck drop at 7:30.
All right, very good. As we just mentioned, Tim Tebow to join us. I'm going to encourage you all to check out a website, pathtofreedom.org. And by the two is the number two, pathtofreedom.org. He is raising money and awareness for sex trafficking and victims of such. And there's going to be an evening with Tim Tebow on January 23rd at the Hyatt Regency at Coconut Point Resort and Spa in Bonita Springs. We will be part of that as well. Cocktail reception, a plated gourmet dinner. He'll do the keynote address there. And then we'll have some Q&A with the people who are there. And Pete and I will be very involved with Tim Tebow, so we'll
it's going to be a lot of fun. That. And his, and again, it's the benefit to Path to Freedom, and it's a mission to create hope and healing for child survivors of human trafficking by providing safe environments and long-term programs for recovery. We're also going to get into Tim Tebow's own foundation that he has as well. But yeah. And of course, we're going to talk a little football.
And he's got a new book out, a children's book, and
three new puppies.
Yeah. Well, we'll have all that on the program as well. Plus, we'll get his thoughts on Monday's national championship game between Ohio State and Alabama. The Heisman Trophy, he, of course, voted. And as a former winner, that took place this week. Mm-hmm. And his former head coach, Urban Meyer, is talking to the Jacksonville Jaguars today. I don't know if it's about coaching and GMing or one or the other, but we'll get some thoughts on all that as well. With Tim Tebow here in just a second.
Absolutely. Cocoa Puff says, since y'all didn't listen to me say Jim was getting extension 3 hours ago, was Lasorda the manager that Pedro talked? No. We did see a Cocoa Puffs earlier. We did see it.
Yeah.
Before, and we said there were extension talks within the work. He's had an extension on the table for 3 years. It's just now this is 4 years, and his salary, we mentioned at the top of the show, his salary is getting cut in half from $8 million to $4
million. Literally. Don't know how he'll get by.
I don't know.
All right.
It's a struggle.
With all of that on our plate, as we mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Scheman and Shepherd Show, Tim Tebow. Tim, how are you?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
We're thrilled to have you on. We're thrilled to be part of your event on the 23rd. Gave the website out.
Yeah, thank you so much for being a part of it. We appreciate that.
We're excited about it. We gave out the website, pathtofreedom.org. Let me ask you this. You have become very passionate about victims, children and teen victims of sex trafficking. And before I moved here to Southwest Florida, I lived in the Houston area, and I learned what a big problem it is there, too. I think Texas and Florida, it's some of the worst places in the country for this. What made you get behind this event and talk about this tragedy that's going on?
Well, thanks so much for having me on and talking about it. And you're right. Texas and Florida are 2 and 3 behind California in the country. And, you know, really what got me behind this was my dad was almost 9 years ago. Now he was on a mission trip and preaching at an underground pastors conference. And where he was speaking, there was 4 girls getting sold. And we don't think about this, and this was just in plain sight, 4 girls getting sold, and he couldn't not do anything. So he took out all the money in his wallet to get back home, which was $1,250, and he bought all 4. And we, you know, his organization, you know, we had been in the fight of supporting, orphans and throwing away children already with orphanages in multiple places. And so he called me and told me what he had done. And I said, you know, it's just something that I was aware of, but it didn't have the same sense of urgency as it did when my dad told me what just happened. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Dad, we're in the fight with you now. And so, we hid those 4 girls in a church for a few nights, and then we were able to build a safe home. Oh. And those were the first 4. And we've been in the fight ever since, trying to rescue and restore and love and care for as many as possible. And, you know, really what happened for me was my eyes were open to this, what I believe the greatest form of evil in the world today. And once you see something like that, you can't ever unsee it. Yeah. And really one of my goals is to help more people see it so they can't unsee it, because we need more people in this fight. And, you know, when people ask, well, why are you going to speak for another, a different nonprofit when you have your own? It's because we need all of them, and we need more of them, and we need an army of people that rally in every city, in every village, in every town, in the U.S. and around the world. And this is a huge fight, and we need more people in it, because we can only win and make a difference in it if we have an army of people that join the fight, because it's too big for just a few of them here and there. And so that's why I love partnering with other groups and speaking for them and rallying people to them, because it's not just about what we do. It's about, you know, what Path of Freedom is doing right there in Youngstown. It's about, what IJM is doing in a bunch of places. It's about all the partners all around the world. And we need more people to join this fight, because I believe there's a lot of people out there. They know what's happening, and not just in third world countries, but in their backyard. You know, that's what we want people to realize, is in your backyard is this is happening. And obviously you can hear in my backyard right now, one of our dogs is barking. That's our Dalmatian Paris. But it's, you know, in our backyard, this is happening. We just had the chance to have a celebration, 2 nights ago, for some of our girls that are graduating and that are, we're celebrating the next steps in their life. And when you realize what can happen when a group of people rally and support and love and care for so many of these young girls that have gone through such horrific stories, is that we really do believe that it is possible for faith, hope, and love, and for people to have restoration and to be loved and cared for and to make a difference in their life. And so that's what we'll be talking about on the 23rd. We can't wait.
All right. You know, Tim, I want to hear more after this real quick about how, when you had to hide these young ladies in a church, I can't even imagine. It's an unbelievable story. And I think when most people think about this, you said in your own backyard, like it's happening here and in other states, you know, everybody remembers the movie Taken, you know, Liam Neeson. Yeah. I think that brought a lot of, I mean, back then when it was like, oh, geez, this is unbelievable, how horrific. That was overseas. This is happening right here. But can you just extrapolate a little bit more about what, you know, hiding the young ladies in the church? I can't even imagine. What was that like?
Well, in there, the place where they live is, there's not a lot of people. Here in the States, we can at least go to law enforcement for rescue and support and safe haven, right? Mm-hmm. There, you know, you had, the odds are pretty high that they might have turned around and sold them. And actually, several of them were already sold by their family. And they were sold to people in power. And so there was no necessarily place to go to, you know, that needed to be quiet and hidden. And it's different than it is here in the States. Thankfully, we have, you know, places where people can go, but it is true what you said. It is in our backyard. It's all over. And we want to make people aware of that. I love my hometown of Jacksonville, but here in our hometown and some of the nicest places, this is going on. We filmed a video in a very predominant place just a couple of weeks ago, and we filmed it there for a specific reason, because within a mile of where we filmed that video, we knew survivors of being trafficked in that spot. Wow. And so people think, oh, wow, it happens, you know. Yes, it happens when, you know, you fly to a country and Liam Neeson and Taken, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some mob that takes them. Yeah, but it also happens in our backyard. It happens in our schools. It happens in our neighborhoods, right? And we're not aware of it, you know, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening. And so part of our job is to make people aware, and then all of our job is to do something about it.
Talking with Tim Tebow, and I can't think of a better spokesperson for this. In fact, I wish you could see our text line right now, just blowing up, the impact you're having on the people listening to you right now at 99.3 ESPN. Shemin Shepherd, we're talking with Tim Tebow. Again, you can check out the website pathtofreedom.org to learn more about this. You mentioned your dog. You also have a new children's book out that pays
three dogs.
Well, it pays honor to your deceased dog Bronco, which I remember you sent out a video on. I think it was of your last night with the dog when you knew it was over. I had just lost a dog at the same time. That was very impactful for me to watch. But anyway, I guess you honor that dog in this book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, it actually just came out, I think, 2 days ago, and it's called Bronco and Friends, A Party to Remember, and it does honor Bronco, my late dog, who was given to me when I was drafted by the Broncos, and so it was one of the best presents that I ever got, but it also is a very meaningful story to me, because I get to tell the story of all these different animals working together, but all of the other main characters were actually very close friends of mine that were Wish Kids, a part of our wish granting organization, that fought so courageously and bravely in their fight against cancer, and now they're looking down from heaven. But it was a way to honor them in their fight, and you know, and so really, what I wanted to do with this book was to encourage people in their worth and in their value. And all of the different animals work together on this journey, but they find out that their purpose is actually by helping one another on this journey. And whether that's using their abilities or their disabilities, their strengths or their weaknesses is you know, all part of their journey. And it's really exciting, and I hope it's an encouragement to a lot of people, especially young kids, because I remember when I was a young boy and my parents would read to me before I would go to sleep, and the impact that it had on me. And so if I can encourage a mom or dad to read this to their boy or girl before they go to sleep, you know, so they could encourage them and their God-given worth of how much they matter. And literally the last three lines of the book, there's, you are unique, you are special, you are wonderful. And that's what I want every single boy and girl to know and to realize and to understand. Because I believe when you understand just how valuable and special you are, it changes your life.
That's outstanding. And before we get your thoughts on the upcoming national championship game, which I think is going to be a fascinating game with Alabama and Ohio State. Now, just between us and about, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of other people, is Urban taking the job at Jacksonville? I'm sure he's consulted you about it.
Hey, listen, I can't give that away. I just will tell you, if anybody gets them, I think it'll be a huge win. I think they're going to have to, you know, he loves being a dad and a grandfather, and you should see him. He is way softer on his grandkids than he ever was on any of his players like me. So, you know, you get to real soft in, you know, being a grandpa, but he's awesome. I think it's, you know, it's really, he's torn because he loves coaching, but he also loves his lifestyle now of being able to spend more time with, you know, his family, his wife, Michelle, his grandkids. And so, I know there's a lot of people that are offering him and talking to him, and we've been able to spend a lot of time together the last few months, and he's been amazing. And talk about someone that's been supportive of this fight against human trafficking. He's been as supportive as anyone, and he's made, you know, huge impacts in his city of Columbus and all over. But I think if anyone gets him, they're going to get a great coach. And I really think he'll, you know, if he does decide to take a job in the NFL level, you know, I think he's going to do an amazing job, because his ability to evaluate and to motivate and create a culture, a winning culture, I think that's going to translate really well. And so, you know, I'll be supportive of him, whatever he chooses.
Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow is with us. Tim, you know, a lot of college coaches aren't successful in the NFL. I mean, Pete Carroll is, some are. But you've played both in the NFL and college. What has to be different for a coach? Or can Urban just be Urban and he'll be successful no matter where he's coaching?
I think he's got to be Urban and he's going to be successful. But I do think no matter what level, you always change, grow, and adapt, right? And You look at Nick Saban. Why has Nick Saban been so successful? Because he's not the same Nick Saban he was in 2003 at LSU, that he was in 2009 when Alabama won, that he is this year when they're odds-on favorite to win it again, right? He continues to learn, to grow, to adapt. He went from a defensive-minded head coach that was all about the 3-4 and stopping the run to, you know, continuing to grow to then when he hated the no-huddle. Then he became a no-huddle offense and changed under Lane Kiffin to Steve Sarkisian. I think I give that example because I think the same thing would be true for Urban. He had to change from Bowling Green to Utah, from Utah to Florida. In his years at Florida, we had to continue to develop because what worked in 2007 wasn't necessarily going to work in 2008. He continued to do that at Ohio State. And I do think he'll have to make some changes in the NFL, but he's not used to just not making any changes. I think that's one of the best things he does and what great coaches do is they continue to grow. Okay, this doesn't work here. All right, we're going to find a way because we're going to uncover every rock and to be able to find a way to make this work or be able to change this or adapt this. And I think he understands that, but he knows and he's always willing. And what he does so great is he finds great minds and then he puts them in a position to succeed. A lot like he did with Ryan Day and all of his other coaches, Dan Mullen. And so I think he'll do the same thing if he decides to take a job, you know, at the highest level in the NFL.
Speaking of Ryan Day, and I saw your piece on SportsCenter, was it earlier today or yesterday, on Fields being the X factor, but I wonder if you just could reiterate. And when he took that hit in the semifinal game, you ever been hit like that? I mean, I know you're taking your share of licks, no question about it, but what were you feeling when you saw that, and were you amazed at the performance that he gave after that?
Yeah, I was. I loved it. I think Justin Fields has one of the highest ceilings in all of college football right now. You saw in that game, you saw him run over people, run around people, and he also threw the ball on one touchdown about 64 yards in the air. Oh, that's all. You know, it's pretty crazy, his ceiling, his ability to do everything. And while I think Mac Jones has had the best season of any quarterback in college football, I think Justin Fields has one of the highest upsides. I really do believe it's right there with Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he's been as consistent as Trevor Lawrence, but his upside is crazy. You got to understand, this is a guy that runs a legit 4.4 in the 40. He also can squat over 500 pounds. So he can run around you. He can run over you. And like I said, he sidestepped the defensive lineman and threw the ball on the money 64 yards down the air. I mean, there's just nothing that he can't do. And then you add on the toughness, the mental toughness, the edge, his ability to take a shot in the ribs. And let me tell you, that sucks, and it hurts. three different times in my career, I have broken ribs and continue to try to play.
Yeah.
And it is hard. Like, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to strain when you try to run or throw. And so I know he was in a lot of pain, but the way he performed and to come back the next play with so much intentionality and focus and literally throw a comeback to the front pylon for a touchdown, I think it just shows his level of mental toughness, which is the first thing. If you talk to Mickey Marotti, the strength coach for Ohio State, it's the first thing that he'll say about Justin Fields is because Mickey Marotti is one of my closer friends, and for years has told me, this dude, he is so mentally tough. Because Mickey's job, literally in the weight room, he literally tries to break kids, you know, to push them past their barriers so they quit. And Justin just does not quit. And I think that is I think it's one of the best traits you can have. I think it is something that Justin has in spades. And I think you're going to see that in the national championship. I think you're going to see him do anything it takes to win. I think Alabama has the overall better team, but I think he's the X factor because of everything that he can do.
Tim, final question for me. Have you publicly revealed who you voted for the Heisman? I haven't seen it anywhere. And if not, I'll ask you, who'd you vote for in the Heisman?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think I have not publicly revealed it. I did make it very clear. I thought this year it was the hardest vote ever for me out of whatever it was, 13 years I've been voting now or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard because I had Devontae Smith as and Mac Jones as you know, one and two back and forth for probably the last 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I had Kyle Trask up there until the LSU game. I still had him very high, but I thought, man, these two guys, I mean, you look at Devontae, and he just, I told him one time when I was interviewing, I said, Devontae, you know what your biggest problem is? And he kind of looked at me like, you know, like, what are you about to say? And I said, your biggest problem is you make it look too easy, man. Like, you're not supposed to make one-handed catches. You're not supposed to beat the best corners in the SEC by 5 yards. You make it look too easy. And I really think for a long time, people just kind of took it for granted. Oh, you know, it's a scheme, whatever. No. And then they finally realized, dude, he did it against Derek Stingley at LSU. He did it against every corner at Florida. He did it on and on and on. And so they started to realize. But then I also look at Mac Jones, and Mac is a guy that, oh, all he did was have the highest QBR in the history of the metric, right?
Yeah.
And history of us keeping that stat, he has the highest. Like, those are two things that were really hard for me to weigh. And so I went back and forth, but those were my one and two. And I really was honestly shocked that Trevor, I thought he had an unbelievable career and a great season, but I was shocked that he jumped Mac Jones for number two.
Yeah.
Last question for me, Tim, and I want, if you can, and you've already, obviously, we had a nice discussion about Path to Freedom, a credible organization, but what about the Tim Tebow Foundation, which is your mission to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need, which sometimes I say after the show, but Craig and I are together. But what is the tell people, in case they don't know, the Tim Tebow Foundation and another unbelievable you know, foundation that you're involved in.
Well, our goal, really, when you sum it up, thanks for sharing a mission statement, but when you really sum it up, it's a fight for people that can't fight for themselves, whether that is the orphan, whether it's the special need, whether it's those that are being trafficked, whether it's those that have life-threatening illnesses. You know, our goal and our mission and what we believe our mandate is to fight for those that truly can't fight for themselves. And we do that in every way possible, and we're so grateful for the platform we've been given and all the countries that we've been able to have ministry in. I think it's about 53 right now. But we want to have ministry from our backyard here in Jacksonville to the ends of the earth and try to make as big of a difference as possible, because we know that one day it's not going to matter you know, how many games we won, but it is going to matter how many lives we've changed. Mm.
Well, well said. Outstanding. We are so looking forward to being part of the Q&A at this wonderful event coming up 2 weeks from tonight. In Bonita Springs.
Yep.
Can't wait.
We can't wait. It's going to be fun. And please tell everybody thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys in person and, you know, hopefully rallying a lot of people for an amazing cause.
All right. Well said. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Tim Tebow, thank you so much.
Thanks,
enjoyed
Tim.
It. Loved it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you very much.
Again, the website is path2freedom.org. That's the number two, path2freedom.org. And again, it's an evening with Tim Tebow, January 23rd. You can be there at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa in Bonita Springs, and we'll be there as well.
Well, I mean, you know what? I forgot to ask if he's going to play baseball this year. That's the only other thing. But we'll touch on that at the event in a couple of weeks. But how amazing is this man?
I want to talk to him about his House of Heisman commercials. I love those.
Oh, I forgot about that, too, with Jalen Hurts.
We kind of overran the time a little bit. We'll talk about all that.
He's amazing. I mean, he really is. He is the real deal. He is the real deal.
That was a Hall of Fame conversation. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it at that. We'll be right back. Harry Carey will join us. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. if you're just tuning in, I actually feel bad for you. I weep for you.
Well, they'll have a chance.
We just had a great conversation with Tim Tebow. If you missed it, we'll have it up shortly on the website at 993ESPN.com. And we're going to be talking about an event we're going to be doing with Tim 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe it is.
Yep.
In Bonita Springs. So that was fantastic. So, Harry Carey, good luck following that as a performance. Well, Happy New Year, Harry. How are you?
Happy New Year, Harry.
Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I got to say, you guys know, I think we talked about this before. You know, I like the Gators, right?
Yes.
I got to say, I got a trivia question for you guys.
Okay.
Over under, how many years do you think it is before Tim Tebow runs for president?
That's
not soon enough.
Today he'd win in a landslide.
That man is the definition of a gentleman and a scholar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. No doubt about it.
Let's talk about that for another minute.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Tim Tebow moment? It might be tough for you, Chris, but Pete, you can go first.
My favorite Tim Tebow moment, I think the first time I ever saw him come in, God, was it against – all I know is he scored a touchdown on like a 5-yard run, and then against LSU, I remember his early on – because remember, he was Chris Leak's backup, if you can believe that, back in the day.
That's
he was right. Chris Leak's backup. But they designed a lot of plays for him back in the day, particularly I remember a game against LSU and UCF, and I want to say Western Kentucky. I was like, who is this guy? And why isn't he starting?
Yeah.
But, yeah, many plays.
My favorite memory is a personal one. I was interviewing Joe Montana on Radio Row before the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and my producer gave me the rap sign. Which I said, you got to be kidding. I'm talking to Joe Montana. He goes, no, we got Tim Tebow coming up next. His entourage is making its way in. Get rid of Joe. We got to talk to Tim. That's one of my favorite moments when the first time I met him.
I'll go with the speech after the Ole Miss loss.
Oh, that. Yeah.
I promise. Yeah.
The jump passes on the top five.
Amazing.
I mean, everything. Yeah, it's all great. Harry,
I'm going to have to agree with, well, down to tie. The first one is 1A is the speech after the Ole Miss game.
Yeah.
That was remarkable. My second was the time that he saved us all from those aliens that tried to attack Earth, and he saved them all single-handedly. Forever indebted to Tim Tebow. I can't wait to vote for President of the United States.
Yes.
And even the world.
That'd be great. Awesome.
So, Harry, how was your New Year, your New Year's Eve?
It was fantastic. I was a little bit cold. We took the boys out skiing in Colorado for the first time.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Nobody got injured?
They've never seen snow before. They got a rude awakening. It was about 8 degrees.
Now, after you spent all that money, did they complain about how cold it was and cut the day short?
Of course.
Well, my youngest son did. My oldest son, he was out there till his fingers turned blue.
I'm glad to hear you did not have a Sonny Bono type incident and run into any trees. You're still alive, so that's good.
No, we made it back in one piece.
Yeah.
My legs are a little bit sore, but we made it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sonny Bono, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about my good friend Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Passed away today.
It was kind of sad, but I'm looking forward to him joining me to watch the Bills game tomorrow. I got a nice seat right next to me, right in front of the television.
Wow, that was deep on many levels.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of that, why don't we get into it for the week?
Let's do it.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the Patriots game this week?
I'll tell you what, they're looking real, real good, because if there's ever an outbreak of COVID over the next 48 hours with five teams, they might get in.
I still don't think they have a chance, Pete. But it's a good break. They need some time off. 19 out of 20 is making me sick.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
Hey, Craig!
Long way to go.
Harry.
How you feeling about the Lions game this weekend?
Well, let me tell you something, Harry. The words Lions in playoffs don't, come together very often. So I'm neutral on the Lions this weekend.
And before you ask, I'm like Craig. Yeah. I'm kind of used to not playing this weekend.
But Harry, Craig's excited for a big reason because Marvin Lewis looks like might be the new head coach of the Lions.
You're making that up. You're wishing that to happen.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah. Harry, did you hear what team I'm adopting for the postseason run?
I didn't, Chris, but go ahead, make my day.
I'm going to circle the wagons. I'm a Bills fan until they lose.
Going with the division.
Chris, you just made my day. It makes me happy. I wasn't going to ask you who you thought because that was a rough one last year.
Thank you for not bringing that up.
That was rough.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about you the whole time. Did they got to learn how to win in Buffalo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe next year. If they could schedule the games outside of December, I think we might have a shot. But December, Miami, in Buffalo, no chance.
Just win an extra game so that you don't have to win that one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a tough draw, though. Winning 10 games and not making it. I feel bad for you, Chris. The Dolphins, you know I was on the Dolphins bandwagon all season. Well, let's at least, in a lot of Chris being a Bills fan, let's talk about that. That's the only real game that matters this weekend.
That is the big game.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the Bills game this weekend?
I think Indy covers a 6.5.
I don't.
I do. I think Indy covers.
I think it's a blowout.
I don't.
I think this is a squeaker.
You crazy Bills fans are jumping on tables because you're up 24 spit in the second quarter. How about that?
Yeah, they were up 16 or 17 nothing last year, too. How'd that work out?
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Well, I'm just saying.
We don't need to get into that.
Well, normally I'm a cautiously optimistic guy.
Yes.
But I'm going to have to agree with Chris on this.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Bills have won the last. In fact, the scores have been like my predictions.
Yeah.
They've won by an average of 30 points the last 3 weeks. I think they're going to keep it going. I don't think there's any chance that the Colts cover that 6.5.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, I got the Bills 57, Colts 9.
Wow. Wow.
Two field goals and a safety?
Yeah.
Harry, who's with you in the car?
Yeah, I hear children.
I'm actually out on the front step.
Oh.
The boys got a bunch of friends over. We're playing Nerf Wars out on the front.
Oh. Nerf Wars.
That's great.
And actually, my whole neighborhood's looking at me kind of crazy. Like, what's he doing?
Who's the crazy man screaming on the cell phone? Oh, that's great.
That's right.
Jeez.
Well, guys.
Yeah. Who are you watching the game with?
Well, I was going to go watch it somewhere. Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. I can't watch Bills playoff games in public anymore.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
What happened when they went to the Super Bowl 4 straight times, I was 10, 11, 12, and 13. Mm. It's kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, it is.
If you go on WebMD, there's an actual ailment called Bill's stomach.
Yeah, that,
huh? The definition is, when the Bills are on television, any sort of a pressure situation, say, up by 7 without the ball against the Patriots late in the fourth quarter, or any time they're in the postseason at all, they get sweaty palms, you get upset stomach, and colors start to change a little bit. I get upset. I can't watch it in public. How about 3 of my closest Bills friends coming over? We're just going to watch the game.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Good.
Until I get that first playoff win under the belt, I just can't do it. After last year's playoff game, it's about 5 crazy things worth of games happened in that one game. I was exhausted.
I was exhausted.
But I think they're going to take care of business tomorrow. One game at a time, everyone's got to play in Kansas City. I just want a stinking playoff win for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome.
That's fair enough.
And a fun fact for you guys.
Yeah.
I was actually at the last game that the Bills played in Buffalo. It was Jim Kelly's last game.
Oh, really? The last playoff game. Okay, yeah.
That's it. It was 1997. It was cold as hell, I'll tell you that.
Of course it was.
Did you jump off of it onto any tables?
No, that was before the Bills Mafia. That was just, people were just crazy and getting cold. That was before the table.
Right, right. Wow. Well, yeah, that's a good memory. Well, I mean, it's a memory. It's a memory.
It's a memory.
I don't really have any very many good memories about the Bills, though, Craig. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Some new memories.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, good luck. Get some new
good
memories
luck.
Tomorrow.
Good
and,
luck, Harry.
And thank you, as always, for checking in.
This is my pleasure, guys. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I appreciate the support.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Right.
Ready, guys? Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Everybody say, Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win.
All right. Let's go ahead. Drop, mic drop. You imagine the neighbors who's just hanging around my children out there.
Nerf Wars. I'm assuming the you know the sponge guns and all that stuff. Nerf Wars. So Andy's talking like Harry Carey.
My mom got 3 Nerf guns. You know, the 2 boys and me.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Oh, you got one too.
They're like high powered.
Oh, they hurt.
No, like they've got them out now. This thing travels like 90 feet per second. It's crazy.
It's nice.
Wow.
Chris, he mentioned something I'm not familiar with. Colors start to change. the vision starts to go when you get to a certain point. Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever experienced that?
Not the colors thing.
No. Okay. All right.
We did learn that fun fact from Pete earlier this week, though, that you actually don't forget when you're get
drinking.
Too drunk.
Yeah,
you just stop remembering.
Just stop remembering.
Oh, you know what else?
Big difference.
Oh, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. You missed this yesterday. This is hilarious. Pete Shepard literally just sitting here. His shoulder goes out of joint. He got injured sitting, talking on a radio.
You're kidding.
Oh,
well, no, I went to put my hand. I was like this. I went to put my hand down. My shoulder's been horrible. And I went to grab my phone. I was looking at the TV and I missed. And very simple, and just went like this. And
Rick Church thought
I was having a heart attack.
Locked up on you.
I locked up big time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get an appointment before the show next week. But I did put, some sort of patch my wife put on my shoulder and iced it last night. And it feels much better today. Yeah. But still taking the week off from golf, which sucks. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that was 3 weeks. That was my follow-up,
What
time's your tea time this weekend?
That's not.
It's not.
Plus, I have some dear friends of mine that are in town from Massachusetts. They have never stayed in Naples before. And, of course, I'm taking them out of Naples tomorrow to a real place at Fort Myers Beach. And I'm going to go drink and listen to music and watch football for a little bit. I'm just kidding.
Break.
I love Naples. I'm just kidding. Just like, that's a dig at Craig.
But it's a different vibe.
Yeah. But
Naples
they love
Beach to Fort Myers
they've
Beach.
They love Naples. They've been tooling around all week. They're here for a month, so.
All right. Chris, I got to tell you, I'm curious as hell. Take it cold. Young Sean sitting there ringing ever since the Tim Tebow interview. I want to hear an update on the car. I want to hear an update on his Giants.
I just want to hear the car. I don't really care about the Giants.
Yeah, we don't care about the Giants.
Sean, how are you? Happy Friday.
He hung up.
Sean, I just went to you. That was your chance.
Here he comes.
Sean, happy Friday.
Sean.
What's going on, guys?
You tell me. Happy New Year, because we haven't talked in a few weeks.
Happy New Year.
Do you have a set of wheels?
Yes, I got my car back. I actually got it back on Tuesday.
They
ended up taking an extra week because of the fact that it turns out I already knew my transmission wasn't really going as well. So they actually replaced my transmission, and they replaced my alternator free of charge.
Hold on.
Whoa, whoa.
You were the whole process for the month was to replace the engine, which finally came
it
in.
Was.
Then they rooked you for a $4,000 transmission, dude.
No, I didn't get charged for it. It was free. They didn't charge anything else.
They gave you a free transmission.
Free transmission, Craig.
Wow.
So I got free transmission because the engine is the one that took forever to arrive.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
And then it arrived a week after Christmas. About a week after Christmas. Arrived before New Year's.
Yeah.
They were putting it in, and then they ran in. They had to reprogram my car completely because it was a different engine.
Oh.
And they actually gave me the SS version of the transmission, which goes right
hey
my
now.
Engine. So.
There you go.
All
and
right.
My car actually goes back Monday, but not for anything mechanical. It's going back for a little cosmetic upgrade. We're getting a spoiler put on it and some neon underglow on the underside of it.
Oh, aerodynamics.
Wow.
Going up 41.
Neon
underglow.
It's going
to be like a DeLorean and Back to the Future. You're going to be able to fly. You're going to use the flux capacitor.
I'm going to start calling you Dom Toretta, huh? Fast and the Furious.
Put like beer cans down it and banana peels.
I blame Fast and the Furious for doing this to me.
So what else is going
on? When do we cruise chicks up 41? What's going on? When does the car get...
Whenever I get the chance. Since I got the car back, I've been running Uber Eats, trying to make up that money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just been sit on just trying to get the money for Uber Eats and everything.
Have you ever picked up somebody, some kind of single lady or something, and she's like, come on to you or anything while you're Ubering?
No, not while I'm Ubering.
No. Oh, after Ubering?
I wouldn't put it past somebody to do it eventually, though. I wouldn't pass. After all, we do live in Florida, so I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're sort of irresistible. I understand that. So, I mean, it's just a matter of time before, you know.
Most of the time it's that, because when I drop off the food, it's a leave that door thing because the whole COVID protocol. So I just knock on the door, drop it off, and I see how fast I get away from the house before they come out the door.
All right, quick question. Are you a fan of the Eagles since they screwed your Giants?
Okay, and I've been hearing this a lot, and I had a lot of people sit here and tell me, they're like, oh, the Giants should have won more. Yes, the Giants should have won more games. Am I kind of mad at it cost us the playoffs? Yes, but at this point, it's not about the Giants, costing the Giants the playoffs, and I got to agree with Judge. You're only down by, what, 3 points. You go for it on fourth down, which I really thought was a stupid decision off the bat with Jalen Hurts with the goal line. You should keep a field goal to tie the game. But you benched your starting quarterback in the third quarter when you're losing by three, and he sits there and says he wanted, you know, to see if Nate Sudfeld, a guy who's probably never going to take the field as a starter for him.
Yeah.
And I can understand, they want the draft pick, but there's other ways they can do that instead of, you know, just sitting here. And to be honest, I didn't think Eagles were going to win it anyway, even with Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he had two of their touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're already losing anyway. So I think that's what made people more mad. It was as soon as they saw Nate Sudfeld get put in, they just saw how they were obviously not trying to win the game. Yeah. And the players were – I even heard the players were mad. They're, you know, getting held back from going after the coach.
Yeah. All right, listen, Sean, we're up against the break. Yep. I wanted you to check in. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you got your wheels back. I'm looking forward to the picture with the spoiler on the back now. Thank you very much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Sean.
That's Sean. It. All right, Sean. Now, according to the text line, nobody's believing he got a free transmission. Transmissions are between $2,500 and $4,000. You don't just get a free one.
That's why we told him to buy new cars, because he said he might need a new transmission.
$3,000 for the engine. New transmission. I mean, could have got the new car.
Good new used car.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what you got is next. Don't forget the Buccaneers start their postseason run tomorrow night against the Washington football team. That's the team that came out of that NFC least. We start our coverage. FedEx Field, 7 o'clock, 8:15. Gene Decker off with call. Buccaneers in Southwest Florida brought to you by Signs in One Day in Fort Myers off Alika Road. Creel Tractor, My Shower Door. Want to see more? And by the Boathouse in Naples Bay. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
On this day, January 8th, happy birthday, Elvis Presley. 1935, Stephen Hawking, David Bowie, Bruce Sutter, and Dwight Clark. On this day in 1790, George Washington gave the first State of the Union address. In 1962, Jack Nicklaus played his first professional golf tournament out at the L.A. Open. He tied for 50th. He earned $33.33.
Nice.
In 2000 was the Music City Miracle, Titans and Bills.
Steve Wycheck? No, who's the tight end?
Yeah,
Frank Wycheck.
Yeah. What a day that was.
Mason to Wycheck, yeah.
9 years ago today.
Bills lost that game.
Nine years ago today was Tim Tebow's 316 game, the win, the Broncos over the Steelers in overtime. Demaryius Thomas and he, an 80-yard touchdown pass against cover zero defense by the Steelers, 29-23.
That was also the year, too, the Music City Miracle, but that was started a big quarterback controversy. They benched Flutie or took him out. There was a big split in the locker room, and it kind of didn't work out for the Bills the way they thought, because the other, what's his name, was it Johnson? Just
Brad,
crying.
Not Brad.
No, not Brad.
Yes, yeah. I know.
He was crying like a wuss.
A lot of Johnsons in football.
Yeah.
Pete Shepherd, what you got?
A third ring on the horizon for Mookie Betts, because the Dodgers superstar just popped the question to longtime girlfriend Brianna Hammonds. This is like you, Chris. He's 28, Mookie, and he's been dating his this woman for 15 years since middle school.
Oh,
that's middle school. Hmm.
Started dating,
and they have
high
a 2-year-old
school, okay.
2-year-old baby girl together. So congratulations.
How about that?
Yeah,
very good. All right, Crystal Ball, you got a Stone Cold Lock of the Night or weekend?
I do. My last show Wednesday, I told you to take the 8 points with the Knicks against the Jazz. They won that game outright.
Big. And they were down big early.
Big.
Yeah,
they
were
won
down
that game
big.
Big. Yeah. The Knicks play defense this year, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Start taking note. That's a playoff team.
For real?
Maybe. The Knicks?
Yeah,
it could
real?
Be.
Okay. Yeah.
No, they're playing well. They're playing good ball.
They're not the Knicks that we
know.
Okay.
Know the Knicks to be.
I'll take it.
Okay, so I'm going to go to tomorrow, actually. I'm going to go to college basketball, and I'm going to go with, I don't know if they're the best team in the Big 12, but they're not far behind Baylor. I'll lay the point with Texas on the road in Morgantown against West Virginia.
Okay.
I like it.
Mm.
Sounds good. Anything tonight? We just ESPN Radio?
Everblades Hockey starting at 7:15 from Tim Tebow's hometown of Jacksonville.
Right. Okay. And we'll have the Tim Tebow interview up, right? And
yeah, it'll be up tonight. It'll be up tonight.
Nice.
At 99.3 ESPN.
It was terrific. Can't thank him enough.
It was. It was a very good interview.
It was.
Well done, guys.
This whole show is pretty good. We could package this show up. And by the way, we got a Sheeman Shepherd cash grab coming up here at 6 o'clock. So listen for the word. Text it in, 45911. Use our app, 99.3 ESPN, or the website at 99.3ESPN.com. And you could win $500 before dinner tonight. Okay? Brought to you by Andajar and Levine Attorneys. All right. That'll do it. Everybody have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
For Chris, for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, everybody. Stellar job on a stellar show. Have a great weekend, Southwest Florida. Enjoy the playoffs. Good night. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.